This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ramadan throws at us three unique, specific opportunities for forgiveness that are part and parcel of Ramadan alone. We really, really need to, you know, grab from the outstretched hands of Ramadan, because Ramadan gives the giving of a person that doesn't fear poverty. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. How are you, my brothers and sisters? I pray you all well and your Ramadan is going well. And I welcome you all to our series for this Ramadan 1445. We are a bit delayed, as I did announce on our channels. It's due to my travel and I'm in a different part of the world where the day is the night where I came from and the night is the day where I came from, and also I've been consumed by a very busy schedule, and I didn't want to do these sessions just on the fly. I really wanted to give you all what you deserve, because I thoroughly enjoy my sittings with you all. So we will be playing catch up as I announce, so please bear with us. But to help facilitate that, I know we all have busy schedules, we will be sharing shorter reminders. And remember, bi'idhnillah, on the 21st night, bi'idhnillah, we will resume the summary of the ajza, because I will be back bi'idhnillahi ta'ala from my travel on that date, inshallah. For this episode, I want to share with you this unique value proposition of Ramadan, in that it brings to us three rounds of forgiveness. Three rounds of forgiveness. Now, somebody might say, hold on, but if I'm forgiven via one round, then why do I need a second or a third round? And I'll get to that. I'll get to that, inshallah. For now, let's just focus on the proposition, because this is unique to Ramadan. No doubt the mercy of the Sharia gives us many opportunities for forgiveness, but Ramadan throws at us three unique, specific opportunities for forgiveness that are part and parcel of Ramadan alone. So bear with me here. Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man qama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." That's number one. He said, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." That's number two. Then he said, "Man qama laylat al-qadr imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." That's number three. So he said, whoever stands the nights of Ramadan in prayer with iman and belief in Allah, and having good thoughts about Allah and trust that Allah will reward him or her for their standing, their previous sins will be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Wow. So that's one round. Then he said, whoever does the same, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan in the same way with iman and having good hope in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from them their fast and reward them for their fast, and seeking those rewards, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their previous sins. That's number two. Number three, whoever stands the night of power, so you search for Laylatul Qadr, so the last 10 nights you're standing, which you're already going to be doing because you're standing the nights of Ramadan, right? And now your standing coincides with the last 10 of Ramadan, right? The last 10 is even more special. So it brings the second round of forgiveness in terms of just the standing of the night. Subhanallah. So three rounds, and in the last 10, we have two rounds, because one round is connected to the whole month and one round is connected to the last 10. Whoever stands the night of power with iman, extending trust to Allah that I will be rewarded, He will reward me for it. There are these amazing rewards. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, Allah will forgive your previous sins. Subhanallah. Okay. So this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the mercy of the month of Ramadan, a God-sent month with gifts from God Almighty, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And naturally, and with love, we call Ramadan Kareem, the generous month. Now, understand what's really being said here, because yes, you're being forgiven a whole round, and that's amazing. That's amazing, right? But now also, if you are forgiven, and Allah is going to give you the rewards of forgiveness again, He's going to forgive you over, and there's nothing to be forgiven, then there are other principles in the Sharia that teach us that the narration about forgiveness, if it applies to a person that doesn't have any sins to be forgiven, instead of forgiveness, Allah showers His slave with rewards. So, if you're forgiven via the first round, and inshallah that's the case, then the second round really is just a round of rewards, and the third one is a round of rewards, which means your scale of bad deeds has really become lighter, right? Nil. And your scale of good deeds obviously is going to pick up because of this. It's going to get heavier, right? It's going to pick up in weight and become heavier because your scale of bad deeds went to nil. But then this is not enough. Allah's mercy is so vast that He's going to make it heavier with round two and heavier with round three. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That even now after Ramadan, when you start slipping here or there, because that's the nature of the other months, the shayateen are not tied up and life is a bit more tougher. Our spiritual journey becomes a bit more tougher. You know, even those slips, they're not really going to impact, because meaning our scales of good deeds or our work in Ramadan, because of the two extra bonus rounds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. And that is why we really, really need to, you know, grab from the outstretched hands of Ramadan, because Ramadan gives the giving of a person that doesn't fear poverty. It's up to us, really, how much we want to take from the month. Is, you know, sleep going to be our mandate, which we can do throughout the year, or are we going to make that effort and wake up for the sake of Allah and seek these rewards? I leave you with these words to ponder. Alhamdulillah, we still have time left in our month, and our actions are judged by our endings. This is another mercy from the mercy of Allah. So Allah won't judge our month based on the weakness of our beginnings, but the strength of our ending. So do utilize these three opportunities for forgiveness and rewards before our month comes to an end. I love you all for the sake of Allah, and until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.